The big story coming out of Europe involves AI. It's the business news headlines for Monday, the 4th day of December. Thanks for being with us, everybody. In other news, Spotify is cutting staff yet again, and we'll share why. Uber is said to be joining the S&P 500 and why that matters. The merger of Alaska and Hawaiian Airlines is raising some eyebrows. The story is that self-checkout will be a thing of the past. And what will replace it? We've got a story. We've got the Wall Street Report, and the word of the year has, you might say, style. Let's get to the business news headlines.
Insight on business news and comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Tarot International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot. TERO.com. Focus and Find, a high-level, socially responsible search firm helping major corporations in their search for diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to this, the Monday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby, grateful as always that you're with us again today to learn a little bit more about what the hot topics in business happen to be. Want to find us on social media? Over on Threads, it's Insight on Business. On X, we are at IOB_NewsHour. And of course, we're on Facebook, Insight on Business, the News Hour. We are facing some things that were unimaginable just a few years ago. Like what? How about regulating artificial intelligence? The Associated Press is reporting that the European Union artificial intelligence rules are facing a make-or-break moment as negotiators try to hammer out the final details yet this week. The talks have been complicated by the sudden rise of generative AI that produces human-like work. First suggested back in 2019, the EU's AI Act was expected to be the world's first comprehensive AI regulation, further cementing the 27 nations' bloc position as a global trendsetter when it comes to reining in the tech industry. But the process has been bogged down by a last-minute battle over how to govern systems that underpin general-purpose AI services like OpenAI's ChatGPT and Google's Bard chatbot. Big tech companies are lobbying against what they see as overregulation that they say stifles innovation, while European lawmakers want added safeguards for the cutting-edge AI systems those companies are developing. Stay tuned. Speaking of technology, Spotify says it's axing 17% of its global workforce. It's the music streaming service's third round of layoffs this year as it moves to slash costs while focusing on becoming profitable. In a message to employees posted on the company's blog, CEO Daniel Ek said the jobs were being cut as part of a strategic reorientation. The post did not specify how many employees would lose their jobs, but a spokesperson confirmed that it amounts to about 1,500 people. Back in the day, Spotify had used cheap financing to expand the business and invested significantly in employees, content, and marketing back in 2020 and 2021. But Ek indicated that the company was caught off guard as central banks started hiking interest rates last year, which can, of course, slow economic growth. Both are posing a challenge, he said. Ek went on to say, quote, "We now find ourselves in a very different environment, and despite our efforts to reduce costs this past year, our cost structure for where we need to be is still too big," end quote. Stockholm-based Spotify posted a net loss of about $500 million for the 9 months that ended in September. Stocks slipped today after 5 weeks ending in the green. Investors have started to question if the market is getting overheated, and as we wait for some big earnings numbers later in the week. Those closing Wall Street numbers from today, they're coming at you in just a few minutes. Word is that Uber will be joining the S&P 500. The AP is reporting that Uber is set to join later this month, the latest sign that the ride-hailing and delivery company is turning its business around after struggling through much of the pandemic. The San Francisco-based company will be added to the benchmark index prior to the opening of regular trading on December 18. Inclusion in the S&P 500 can be a big boost for a stock because the index is widely tracked by many funds designed to mirror the holdings of S&P 500, which is at the heart of many 401k accounts. All that translates into more demand for stocks in the index, driving up their price. Uber shares jumped by 2.2% on Monday to end the session at $58.66 a share. The stock, by the way, is up by more than twofold so far this year. The strong rally in Uber shares this year marks a major turnaround from as recently as the summer of last year, when the stock was at $20.46 a share. CNBC is reporting that Alaska Air Group's executives spent months working on its plan to buy rival Hawaiian Airlines. The airline leaders will now spend many more months trying to convince regulators that the acquisition should go ahead. It could be the latest in a string of challenges brought by President Joe Biden's Justice Department against airline deals it views as anti-competitive. The $1.9 billion cash and debt deal announced on Sunday comes less than a year after the Justice Department sued to block another deal. That was JetBlue Airways' $3.8 billion cash acquisition of budget carrier Sprint Airlines. The Justice Department argued that the purchase of Sprint would harm consumers in the form of higher fares if the budget airline is absorbed by JetBlue. Earlier this year, the Justice Department successfully broke up JetBlue's partnership with American Airlines in the U.S. Northeast. So, how does competition stand today? Well, more than a decade of airline mergers have left four airlines, American, Delta, Southwest, and United, in control of about 80% of U.S. airline capacity. Alaska has a more than 5% share of U.S. airline capacity, and Hawaiian has less than 2%. The Justice Department declined to comment on the Alaska-Hawaii deal, but some experts said they expect a challenge from the regulators. It looks as if what was a hot idea is cooling off quickly and soon might be gone. Self-checkout started at big retailers during the pandemic when we were all trying to avoid human contact. Retailers said that self-checkout would speed up the process and consumers would love it. Turns out, that's not the case. There are longer lines, machines malfunction, and retailers are learning it's easier to steal items when using self-checkout. Workers at big retailers report feeling frustrated with having to deal with the rush of customers at self-checkout points, while customers report that it also slows them down, especially at stores like Costco that check receipts at the exit. Some shoppers have also been mistakenly accused of stealing at self-checkouts and have had to face questioning by security staff before being allowed to leave. In one instance, for example, a customer is threatened with jail for accidentally not scanning a tube of toothpaste. Another woman was wrongly accused of shoplifting and won a $2 million lawsuit against Walmart after proving she didn't steal anything. I mean, who needs all this, right? Industry experts say that the new technology, which is coming aboard, takes payment details when you enter and charges you as you leave, and that will become more popular and replace concepts like self-checkout. We shall see. Investors took a breather today as the major indexes all fell. The Dow was off by 41 points to settle at 36,204, but the loss could have been worse. The blue chips early in the morning were down by over 160 points. The NASDAQ fell by 119 points to close at 14,185, and the S&P 500 was off by 24 points to end the trade at 4569. So what happened? It appears investors are showing a delayed response to Fed Chair Jerome Powell's speech on Friday. Specifically, Powell warned us that it's simply too early to begin cutting interest rates. In addition, investors are anxious ahead of some crucial economic data releases later this week. For example, the November jobs report is due out on Friday. We'll all be watching closely these job numbers for signs of a potential recession in the making. Should jobs come in strong but not exceedingly higher than expectations, it would be a good sign that the central bank may actually pull off a soft landing. We shall see. And finally, there is this, and this is about the Oxford University Press Word of the Year. You can thank Spider-Man for 2023's Word of the Year. Oxford Press, which publishes the Oxford English Dictionary, has awarded the title to Riz, which it defines as style, charm, or attractiveness. The word is a Gen Z creation derived from charisma, and it was first recorded back in 2022. However, it only went viral in June of this year after actor Tom Holland, who's played Marvel's film Spider-Man since 2016, admitted to having no Riz whatsoever in an interview with BuzzFeed. Riz, by the way, beat out Situationship and Swifty for the 2023 crown. And that's a wrap. Oh, by the way, join us tomorrow for a conversation with Dana James. She's a former Des Moines Register reporter that's become an entrepreneur and founded the newspaper Black Iowa News. That's coming up tomorrow here during Inside on Business. For all of us that puts this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great day. Be safe. Be well. Be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.